Brian and Marta walked as fast as they could without saying anything to each other, but they both knew what the other was thinking and the concern they both felt. They walked back to school for almost 20 minutes without stopping. When they finally arrived, they met teacher Lewis, who was already packing his things to go home.
Teacher, please, don't leave yet. We need to talk to you.
The teacher was surprised when he noticed his two students, agitated and sweaty, running to talk to him.
Marta, Brian, is everything okay? Why have you come like this? What happened to you?
Teacher, we really need to talk to you. Please explain what we can do to prevent climate change from continuing.
Teacher Lewis stared at both of them and understood what was happening. A look of resignation spread across his face.
We can't do so much here to avoid it, kids. This is something we just cannot stop.
How is it possible? Teacher, we just talked to a lot of people, and they all have problems because of the weather. Please tell us what climate change is and why it cannot be stopped.
Professor Lewis smiled and asked both of them to sit on the steps at the entrance of the school.
Look, I'm going to try to explain what I know about climate change. It is a cyclical process. That is, it has been developing since the origin of the planet, but in this last century, we have accelerated the process due to things such as having so much construction in cities and urban settlements without leaving any forest, and the excess of traditional transport, especially during rush hours. There are countries that pollute much more, but in the end, it affects us. For example, all what I've just told you and other causes such as sowing, removing the whole forest without leaving any trees, all this causes the entire planet to warm up and affects some areas such as the coast where we live. Is it all clear to you now?
Yes, teacher.
Well then, the changes that were supposed to be felt little by little during 1,000 years, we are feeling them all at once in the last few years. Can you imagine? There are still some things that can be done to prevent climate change from getting worse. For example, here we can do some things like avoid cutting down all the forest and mangroves, but what we have to do is to adapt, because we do need some development to sustain the economy.
Marta and Ryan were open-mouthed, not quite understanding how climate change was something so serious, and wondering why they were just getting to know about it now and knowing that it could not be stopped. They felt worried and anxious about not knowing what they could do to adapt themselves and their families to something of this magnitude, but they were about to discover how to adapt.
This education program is brought to you by the Smart Coast Project, led by the World Wildlife Fund in collaboration with the Coastal Zone Management Authority and Institute. This project is part of the International Climate Initiative from the German government.